So when two humans are together, one human is already has already touched the stillness or lives in it part of the time or most of the time. The other still most of the time perhaps is identified with mind, has no space, inner space, hasn't found it yet, of course has plenty of inner space as much as anybody else, but hasn't found it. Or is intimately identified with the pain body. It's the love that keeps you there. And for a while, it is good to be there. And it may well be that you will draw your lover into space also through your love, which is acceptance and which is the ability to look through what looks like him or her, but is only the mind, or is only the mind plus the pain body. And then after a while, it may happen that space arises in him or her also. If it does not happen, it could happen that you begin to lose your spaciousness in the relationship. You can either go that way, you get drawn back into unconsciousness, or the other gets drawn into consciousness. If no change happens, at some point you would separate. But the fact that there is love means there's a good opportunity that you will meet in the peace and in the space that is there in him or her also underneath all that. In a way, you have already met there. So stick around for a while. And the right, what is right, will emerge out of presence. Not through some decision making. It'll come out of the presence that you are. No form persists for very long. The form that this moment takes is beautiful. And of course, like all forms, it's about to dissolve.